Bayesian logic, which is looking not only at ideas and how beliefs affect experience, but also at networks of ideas and how we become more creative in terms of the way we view ourselves and the planet as a whole, which tries to take into account not only the individual in isolation, but also in relationship to the larger whole, both in relationship to the society as well as in relationship to the environment. As soon as we start recognizing how we all exist in this intricate network of mutually interdependent relationships, then I think that we wake up to the possibility of another kind of awareness that transcends the existential separateness. Is often associated with inspiration and insight, and again it's a kind of self-transcendence in that something seems to come through us rather than being a product of something that the ego invents. In other words, once we learn to be quiet, to quiet the mind, learning to quiet the mind opens up all kinds of creative possibilities. And also that what we believe to be true about this process tends to become true in our experience.
Underneath the rail tracks, there's an urban spraying of past rain seeping through tunnel wall cracks no thicker than threads, though expanding as the former puddles digest the cement to sand. Chunks of it like plastic bag sculptures on the street. Only subject to the precipitation of pigeon shit, spray paint, and exhaust. I say hey to a homeless black gentleman there with you, who puts forth effort to respond, albeit unnecessary, to his intoxicated mind, with caverns of problems miles deeper than ours. Why you're there with him, I'll never know. It's your time spent before you board the train above this. Above corner store neon reflecting off the street's smooth black tarred surface. Where teenage swears laugh under the chameleon glow. Where a father and mother hold their baby on a one-step porch. Where two nude lovers lie on a bed. Conflict is expected in risk and played with no expectation.